Here we are in the middle of August, and it's time to be thinking about and discussing Wheat Streak Mosaic Virus. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomy Specialist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I provide unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. And it's time to be thinking about Wheat Streak Mosaic Virus in wheat because I'm worried that this might be a bad year for this disease. There's a couple of reasons that I'm pretty concerned this fall. First, we've had a great deal of hail damage before wheat harvest last July. Because of that, there's volunteer wheat emerging this summer, and we actually even had volunteer wheat emerging right at wheat harvest. This volunteer wheat is a concern because it's a favorite place for the wheat curl mites to live over the summer. Then the wheat curl mites will move directly into the newly emerging wheat this fall. Second, there's quite a bit of uncontrolled volunteer wheat around the area. It seems like all the wheat kernels that hit the ground from the hail have sprouted. Much of this volunteer is in wheat stubble and has not been controlled. So what can we do? The simple answer is to start controlling volunteer wheat. It's the time to start spraying now because we're on a bit of a timeline. To prevent wheat streak mosaic virus, the volunteer wheat needs to be dead for 2 weeks prior to the new wheat emerging. Let me say that again. The volunteer wheat needs to be dead for 2 weeks prior to the new wheat emerging. This allows time for the wheat curl mites to die from the lack of a viable green food source. Now, I generally recommend to start planting wheat around the Hessian fly free date. In our area, that date ranges from September 15th to September 21st. So if we start planting using that September 15th planting date, that wheat planted on September 15th will emerge around September 22nd. If that's the case, then the volunteer wheat needs to be dead 2 weeks prior to that on September 8th. Also remember that controlling volunteer wheat with glyphosate can take some time. I often think about glyphosate activity on volunteer wheat taking at least a week and probably more along the lines of 10 to 14 days if we have cool temperatures like we had yesterday. That means 2 weeks prior to September 8th is this coming Saturday, August 25th. So as you can tell, we're on the clock already. Remember that not all volunteer wheat is created equal when we're talking about wheat curl mites and wheat streak mosaic virus. The worst culprit for harboring the wheat curl mite is volunteer wheat that has been uncontrolled all season long. The uncontrolled wheat all season long has had the most time for the wheat curl mites to establish a high population and feed on the volunteer wheat and infect it with the wheat streak mosaic virus. Now, the volunteer wheat that is just emerging is not as likely to have wheat curl mites populations at high levels and therefore less of a threat. Also, early planted wheat is very vulnerable. Planting wheat before the 15th of September makes it a great place for the wheat curl mites to flee and infect. Remember that we need 2 weeks of dead wheat to help prevent the spread of the wheat curl mites and the wheat streak mosaic virus. If you're planning to plant wheat in close proximity to a volunteer wheat field, the later planting dates will lessen the chance that your wheat will get the wheat streak mosaic virus. Even with wheat varieties like Oakley CL that have a higher level of resistance to the wheat streak mosaic virus. Oakley CL has resistance to the wheat streak mosaic, but the resistance breaks down at high temperatures, so later planting will lessen the chances of wheat streak mosaic virus infections. So long story short, I'm pretty concerned about wheat streak mosaic this year. Large amounts of hail this summer has caused a great deal of volunteer wheat. In many fields, that volunteer wheat remains uncontrolled and serves as a host for the wheat curl mites that move the wheat streak mosaic virus. If you have any questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, and St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can read more about wheat streak mosaic in the publication that I have posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.